Ruined. It's here on Triple M, all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. You're to go and get a beautiful fragrance that says I love you. Alice the Wag has come bounding into the studio.
Well, speaking of fragrances,
right?
Ray Maher, who plays Alf Stewart on Home and Away.
Yeah.
Know him?
I know Alf.
Starring the Flame and Crows.
Yeah.
Yep. He has released his own perfume just in time for Valentine's Day.
Right.
So let's have a listen to the ad.
Introducing my new fragrance. Fragrance number one.
Fragrance number one.
Yeah.
Now, are people
that'll be a bestseller.
I'm being honest here. Are people going to rush out and buy that? Is he a sex symbol or not? Or
is it a joke?
It's not a joke. You can actually buy it. But it's like one of these things where it's kind of funny, so you want to buy it.
All right.
Not because he is a sex symbol.
Is it cheap?
Well, he might be.
Fragrance.
I don't know. Don't ask annoying questions.
It's got deed in it, dits. You can just spray it straight on your
ankle. It's repellent.
Oh, good.
Now, because we have been inspired by this, we thought that we might invent a fragrance for you, Dits.
Who's we?
Just me and the people at Triple M and Sammy in production.
Not me.
No, Rue hasn't had nothing to do with it,
but this
is a surprise. But I just want everyone out there to know before you hear this that Dits's nickname when he was playing squash was the Big Red Cat.
Oh, no.
Well, I used to prowl around the court like I was light on my feet. I know she used to pounce when I saw the ball, you see. They didn't even hear me
coming.
So
you are really playing up to this at the moment, aren't you? Yeah.
Is this what you do for Kate?
Yeah. No, she calls me the Panther.
Oh.
Yes, I've gone from the Big Red Cat to the Panther.
Why does she call you the Panther?
Well, again, I just creep up when she's peeling the potatoes.
Pounce.
Pounce when she least expects it.
Anyway,
that's the only way you get action.
Anyway, where's this going, Wag?
Well, I just want you to have a listen to your little fragrance ad, Big Red Cat.
Former world squash champion Chris Dittmar is the Big Red Cat. And look what he just dragged in. Big Red Cat, the new fragrance for men. Developed in Harndorf's Danker's Beer Barn by part-time scientists and full-time Uber drivers. They've masterfully combined Sauvignon Blanc with the odorous secretion from Africa's most virile large cats and blended it with a hint of 2 a.m. Euros. It'll blow her whiskers off. The musk also has the ability to trigger memories like your anniversary and whatever she was just talking about. Stalk your prey and then pounce with Big Red Cat. Whether you're coming back from a golfing weekend with the fellas or just sleeping off last night's function fully dressed in the spare room, sink your claws into Big Red Cat and she will be playing with your balls of wool in no time. You're not a pussy. You're a Big Red Cat. The new fragrance for men from Chris Dittmar.
Oh, that is terrible. I want a bit of that. I'd like a little bit of that.
That's shocking. So you're behind that wag, are you?
Depends if you like it, I am. If you don't like it, I have nothing to do with it.
I reckon that would sell.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Right. Are you finished?
Have you cracked it?
Are you finished?
You've cracked it, haven't you?
He loves it. That'll sell well.
Yeah, right. Ruined. It's here on Triple M.
We'll keep it short because your perfume sold out and now your Big Red Cat undies. There's something sexual about you, Dits, with the products that you're selling at the moment. Fancy that.
You've heard of the Big Red Cat fragrance developed by former world squash champion Chris Dittmar. Now the cat is well and truly out of the bag in the Big Red Cat range as we present Big Red Cat Underwear. Made from the finest polyester, these Reg Grundies come in all sizes, from kitten to fat cat. Designed for prowling the squash court or just prowling around the bedroom, throw on your Big Red Cat undies and she won't be able to keep her paws off your scratching pole. High-performance cats need room to move. That's why Big Red Cat underwear is super stretchy, leaving plenty of space for your Big Red Rocket. Big Red Cat underwear is fart-proof, shark-proof, crab-proof, wedgie-proof, sweat-proof, and for those big brown accidents, skid-mark-proof. The only streaks you'll see are winning streaks. Available in leopard print, tiger stripes, and if you really want to make her purr under the hood, crotchless. Get your claws around Big Red Cat underwear. Available now at participating retailers.
Good finish.
It's had nothing to do with that.
You've had everything. You pushed him and pushed him to make that. But that'll sell out. Yeah. I see a role for him, Dits.
Righto.
All right. Good stuff.
Ladies. Ruin Dits for breakfast on Triple M.
We thought you girls were sugar and spice and all things nice.
Ruin Dits Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Ruin Dits.
Emma G, who's rocking Triple M after 9 o'clock. Good morning. We've got Batesy. Big job promotion, Batesy, Ru.
Another angel promotion.
Yeah, she started with us here and the star has risen. And we've got Alice the Wag.
Still not a star.
Yes, you are. Well done on the footy on the weekend, Alice. You were very, very good on the boundary in the AFLW.
Just lots of stats.
Good job.
Pie charts. Sure.
Now, Alice, we overheard you talking earlier this morning about a girl that hasn't shaved her legs. What was that discussion you were having? What was that all about?
So she's gone viral because it's a girl who hasn't shaved her legs for 4 months. Because,
4 months?
Yeah, she just can't be bothered. She's sick of it. She's like, I just don't want to. It's not like about feminism or anything like that. She's like, I just don't want to shave my legs anymore. And she put a photo up of the legs online and it looks like a male's leg, like it's all hairy. Yeah. And so she's just copped so much criticism for it. And she's like, I don't want to shave my legs.
So how many
could you sleep next to a girl with hairy legs?
No way. I've just seen the photo. This is disgusting.
Double standards. When was last time you shaved your legs, Dits?
I've never done it. Well, except I had an operation.
And
for
you
an
are disgusting.
No, hang on. There's an expectation.
Disgusting.
This isn't a sexist issue. There's an expectation. You girls, that
there's
a man will have hair.
Hang on.
A girl. No. There's an expectation that a bloke will have hairy legs, surely, Emma G.
Why? Well,
not anymore, Dits. They shave them.
No.
Some guys shave their legs. Yeah. Especially for sport, like cyclists.
Yeah.
No, they use that as an excuse. I need to be aerodynamic.
Okay. Emma G, to paint the picture, you're wearing a skirt today just above your knees, right?
Yeah.
So you walk in and I look down at your legs and there's a bushy, hairy pair of legs. You think that's acceptable, do you?
I personally am not about it, but I don't think there's anything wrong if she doesn't want to shave her legs. Like, good for her. I like have nice.
Can we get her husband
legs,
on?
But
God,
see what he says.
She's probably single.
Batesy, girls surely cannot have bushy, hairy legs and arms. Throw the arms in as well. Bushy, hairy arms and legs. No way.
Like underarms.
Well, when I was single, I did not shave my legs. Like, I would say maybe like 4 times a year. I was so lazy.
No wonder you were single.
Yeah. But I am lucky that hairs are mainly blonde, so you can get away with it unless it hits the light. And when it hits the light, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, you'd trim up for summer, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I know. But even now, I hate doing it. Like, I'll put it off. Like, if Peter goes away for a month, I'll probably just shave the day before he gets back.
Beautiful.
So how often do you have to do it? How often do you have to do it, you girls?
Oh, it depends.
I'm blonde, so I'm probably, like, once every 2 weeks. But it's an effort. It's a good, like, 7 minutes you have to leave where I have to sit down in the shower, get the soap, lather the legs, shave the legs. Like, it's a whole thing.
But you cut yourself every time as well.
Yeah.
Every time I cut myself. So
on
then
your knees
you've got
and
a
your
Band-Aid.
Ankles.
Oh, yeah. Every time.
I actually got so fed up with the inconvenience of shaving. I got laser. So I haven't shaved my legs in about 3 years. And there's no hairs.
It's
just, just doesn't grow back as much.
It just doesn't grow back. Like I have not touched
much
a shave
to get it
for
done?
About 3 years. Yeah, I had to get about like 8 treatments over a period of about a year.
Wow, what does that cost?
In total, it was probably about $1,000. So maybe spending your tax rebate on that.
Oh, there's your tax rebate.
But it was totally worth it. I haven't had to shave my legs in years, and it's so convenient.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's not a bad idea.
Can we shave your legs, Dits?
Yeah, please. Yeah, go on.
You're disgusting. I can't believe you said she was disgusting. I'm a bit off you for that.
No, there's an expectation.
Alice, would you want...
You
Alice...
sound like you're from the Stone Ages when you say something.
Alice, look at that photo again. Have a good and tell me that's how you'd like to get around. Go on.
Personally, it's not how I would like to get around, but I don't think you can say anymore that it's an expectation for a woman to shave her legs.
I said it was an expectation that men would have hairy
because
legs.
Because I'm the one that cops the emails complaining about it.
Oh, you haven't told us.
Please email Alice. What's your email address, Alice?
RooAndDits@MMM.com.
There you go. Thanks, Angels.
Thanks.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Roo, Tex Walker, co-captain of the Crows, talked about. He said that BMX champion, former world champion, Olympic silver medalist Sam Willoughby came down and spoke to the Crows. His statement was, "It's the best talk I've ever heard."
Yep, in the 12 years I've been at the Crows, we also spoke to Joel Cross, Joel McGarry, medalist, who said that Sam had been down to South Adelaide and said it was the best, bar none, that they'd had down there as
well. Which is high praise. So we thought, look, we haven't spoken to Sam for a while. Let's get him on. And we've got him from his home in San Diego. He's only just left Adelaide and flown back. Sam, thanks so much for taking our call.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on what both these footballers and football clubs have said about your speeches, mate. Is this something you're doing more of at the moment, speaking to organisations and businesses around the world?
Yeah, it was very, very kind of them and appreciate the praise. It was the first week of it for me. So South Adelaide and the Crows were two of the first four that I'd ever done. So it is something that I'm looking to kind of do in the future. It was a bit of a trial run the last week that I was in Australia to try it out. Yeah.
Well, you've got off to a good start. If we can just recap for people, you did you were a world champion. You did have a very bad accident in 2016 where you damaged your C6 and C7 and you didn't have any feeling below your chest. Tell us how life has changed mentally and physically since that accident.
Yeah, it's obviously changed a lot. I mean, I basically 3 weeks after the Olympic Games in Rio, I was just had a training accident and yeah, broke my neck at C5, 6, 7 and basically became an instant quadriplegic. Since then, I've sort of regained quite a bit of upper body function to where my upper body is pretty much fully functional now. Still considered a paraplegic basically from the chest down. But yeah, I guess I was sort of at the top of sport and at the top of my sport and in an instant was sort of at the lowest of lows in life, I guess, with obviously the huge shock of becoming paralyzed and having to then deal with that challenge and went through some pretty dark times. And but with the good support of family and friends and sort of have found my way out to be on the other side and in a better place now.
Sam, I don't know what the advancements are like in this area, but when you say that you started to regain movement and feeling in the upper part of your body, does that suggest that with the advancements in medicine that can start to happen with some other parts of your body or not? Do we know much about that?
Yeah, it's still a very unknown injury. So there's some pretty cool stuff on the horizon with stem cells and that kind of thing to try to create nerve regrowth in the spinal cord. So yeah, who knows at this point? Still, obviously, they're still in a lot of trial phases of that kind of stuff, and it's very much an unknown. I still chip away at it pretty much every day with different forms of physical therapy and just trying to regain as much as I can. But the biggest thing for me was getting back to living an independent life and living the best life I can.
So, Sam, by the sounds of that, there is some positivity, hopefully, moving forward in the medical profession. Let's hope there is. Sam, please stay with us. More with Sam Willoughby in a moment. Rue, I really want to delve into the personal side of it with Sam, just how low he got in those early days. More with Sam Willoughby in just a moment.
Sam, is there a defining moment when you look back now when you bottomed out?
Yeah, probably within the first week. I remember saying to my now wife, just basically asking her to leave me and said, "You're not marrying me, you're not marrying a vegetable." And that was pretty much one of my lowest points, I think, just because I just felt so much guilt for the accident and having put them through that. And there was just so much uncertainty of what the future held and just a lot of negativity around, you know, what the doctors were saying, what my future was going to be. And yeah, I just didn't really know how to deal with it all at the time.
What did she say to you? What was her reaction?
You're not a vegetable and we're going to get through this.
So she's clearly a very, very strong character as well, and we give you all of the credit. But obviously you do have to have people like this around you. And we've all read about one of your main goals was to walk down the aisle, and you did achieve that, didn't you, Sam?
Yeah, that's been the biggest thing is obviously my wife has been pretty much, you know, my backbone, no pun intended. But she has just been by my side since day one and never once wavered and never once treated me any different. And that really gave me the strength to sort of keep pushing on. And I was fortunate enough to, after 12 months of work, get myself strong enough to be able to stand at our wedding and walk down the aisle. I had some knee braces on that sort of kept my knees locked out. And with the bit of hip flexor function that I had, I was able to kind of lift and swing my legs through. And we did a slow, wobbly walk down the aisle.
So you're walking, you're married, you're not a quadriplegic, you're a paraplegic, you're making good ground, you're making ground every day. What is the biggest lesson that you've learned through this process and what you could pass on to Triple M listeners out there?
I think the biggest thing that I've learned is, and the thing that my talks have been about so far, is just embracing the struggle and just embracing the struggle every day of putting in the work, knowing that it entitles you to nothing, and enjoying that struggle. And I'm pretty thankful to be where I'm at, and I've worked very hard to get to where I'm at. And, you know, 2.5 years ago, I was told I was going to basically be carried around like a 2-year-old for the rest of my life. So I appreciate where I'm at, and you know, I have tough days still for sure, and as everyone does. And my biggest message is just that, you know, struggle is struggle, whether if it's, you know, trying to win a footy game, or, you know, trying to get myself out of bed in the morning. Struggle is struggle, but it's about embracing that challenge and trying to be the best version of yourself and pushing on.
What are your next goals? I mean, you've got so much to offer in so many ways. What do you want to achieve in the next, you know, 12 months, a couple of years?
Yes, I'm actually doing some coaching now in BMX. So I'm actually coaching my wife.
Coaching your wife?
So we are, yes. So we are working towards Tokyo next year, the Olympics again. So we've got plenty of races on the horizon. We go to England in a couple of weeks for a World Cup event. And then outside of that, I mean, I'm just chipping away every day. I still get in the gym a bit, push myself, and as well as now starting to do a bit of the public speaking, and that's sort of a new journey that I've I'm trying out, thanks to the support of the guys over at TLA, and they've kind of encouraged me to have a go at that, and I've had good feedback so far, so it's been pretty inspiring for me as well to go and talk to people and share my story.
Now, Sam, you're a very brave man, because I've learned over the years, I've tried to play golf with my wife, I've tried to play tennis with my wife, and, mate, you just cannot win. Whatever you say or do, you cannot win, seriously.
Stop picking on me, she was saying. Stop pushing me so hard. Good luck,
without
mate.
Embracing the struggle yet.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, I remember that. Thank you.
He's been embracing it for 40 years.
That's right.
Sam, unbelievable, mate. You need to be full of confidence in what you're going to achieve in the next couple of years, because you've made huge ground already. You're inspiring the Crows. You're inspiring South Adelaide. And you're going to inspire a lot of people where you choose to talk to, or where they're lucky enough to have you, mate. So all the best, buddy, and we'll keep in touch.
Fantastic. Yeah, look forward to catching up soon. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Sam Willoughby.
Triple M. Roll up your chinos, put wax in your hair, smash some avocado and grab a protein shake. It's time for the Metros on Ruin Dits for Breakfast.
Ah, Roo, the boys are in. We've got Flack, who's the Tinder machine. How are you, Flack?
Yeah, I'm still swiping away.
Good on you, mate. We've got Nails, who's got a bun in the oven, Roo. Congratulations.
Yeah, well done, Nails. Yeah, thanks, boys.
So, brand new, how far gone are you?
She's about 13 weeks tour, so, yeah, due in early sort of October.
Good on
so.
You, Nails. Yeah, and thanks, we've boys. Got Todd, a.k.a. Fabio, who is famous for once kissing Tex Walker's sister at Broken Hill High School.
And we've got a Metro that's away on baby duties as well.
Yeah, we have. Howie's away.
On what sort of leave?
Yeah, he's on paternity leave. So, yeah, a couple of weeks.
Paternity leave for blokes?
Yeah.
When did this start?
I'll
have another kid.
Bruce jealous. He could have had about a year off with his kids.
Yeah, mate.
Right. Yeah, right. Flack. Yes. What's our first topic, Roo?
Well, lip balm for blokes. Yep. Now, I do know a couple of guys that are not frightened to get the lip balm out in front of anyone and just, you know, run it over their lips like girls.
No, come on, surely
like
not.
Like girls put lipstick on.
No, okay.
And it gives me it actually gives me a bit of the creeps a little
Does
bit.
Does it? So watching a bloke put on lip balm gives you the creeps?
Mm. No, it just makes me feel a bit awkward.
Look at this. Yeah, okay. Look at this. Well, he's doing it. Oh, my God.
How creepy are you feeling?
Everyone,
right now?
He's doing it here in the studio. My God.
Okay, now, there's a reason I have this. My lips dry out.
That was actually disgusting.
Yeah. Have I disgusted you now?
Yes.
It's okay for blokes to use lip balm to look after your lips. Imagine if you, you know, if I get lucky on Tinder and I get a kiss, you want your lips soft and supple. So
soft and supple.
I use and supple like your buddy. And,
just lick them before you kiss. That's all you do. And lick your lips.
And I prefer Nivea. Oh,
my. You're going to be the pin-up boy for Nivea, right? Nails, lip balm?
Yeah, I think I'm with Rue on that one. Yeah, maybe if you've got, I don't know, really sunburnt lips or wax and pawpaw on or something.
Yeah, pawpaw.
Yeah, the girls love a bit of pawpaw these days, don't they, the girls?
Yeah.
Bit of pawpaw cream.
Yeah, that's right. But nah, flat, you can't be doing that, mate.
Righto, Todd.
Yeah, nah. None for me, mate. From Broken Hill, I'll bring it up again. We can't do that out there.
There are people that do it. There's blokes, big, tough blokes who do it. I won't name the bloke I'm thinking of.
Name and shame.
No, name him.
Come on.
Why?
I can't. Duck wouldn't be happy if I mentioned you. I think my boyfriend might do
it. Oh, goody.
Oh, he might. What about the next one? We're all going to get $1,000 back if you know, and the tax rebate's coming up in July, $1,000, and should probably use it, in the right sort of
wisely.
Fashion. Yeah. What are you going to use it on, Flat?
Well, look, there's some mature type things I could spend it on, like, you know, the roof trim in my ute's caved in, so I've got to get that fixed.
Yep.
Do you drive a ute?
Yeah.
What sort?
Holden, SV6 ute.
What a bloke.
And I have lip balm. What sort of a guy am I?
With a mattress in the back.
So I have done that before. So I'll probably spend it on something mature, but knowing me, I'll just blow it on nice wine.
Nice wine.
What, as an investment or to drink?
To start off as an investment. But you know how at the end of the night you're like, oh, I wouldn't mind something nice.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
All of a sudden there goes your investment.
Start of the night, you meant to have something nice, and then you drink cask wine at the end of the night.
It's best we don't drink together.
Nails, what would you spend it on?
Oh, it's an easy one, isn't it, boys? Some dodgy, specky stocks. Yeah.
Running with at the moment. Lee Creek Energy's been going
It has been going okay, but I don't know if I'd get away with that. I'd probably need to buy a pram or something.
Your $1,000 would have been truly spent.
Already gone. Todd.
Yeah, no, I think I'll just put it away. Be a good boy.
Put it away.
Yeah, of course. You know.
They give it to you to spend to stimulate the economy, not to put it away.
Eventually it'll come out just with more money. So.
Well, you're going on a lot of dates lately, that's expensive.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Is it date night tonight?
Tonight, yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. You want to give us an insight into this one or not?
Tax seminar?
No, like
anything different?
Nah, just because she's listening, I can't really give it away. I always keep it a surprise, you know?
Fair enough.
Yeah, she's listening. Right.
Now, this one's a yoga teacher, is that right?
Yes, she is, yeah.
Look out.
Whoa.
The lotus, the downward dog.
Good work.
We talk about all sorts of things. Anyway, thanks, boys.
Cheers, boys.
Thank you. See you, Metro.